Good afternoon, Russ Snyder at WTTF and Cool FM 93.3 Studios. Now time for our Tippin' Seneca Kind Notebook. Have an author joining me on the telephone today. His name is Alfred Poor. Hello, Mr. Poor. How are you doing today, sir?
Good afternoon, Russ. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us on our airwaves here in Tippin, Ohio. We're going to talk a little bit about your new book called Seven Success Secrets That Every College Student Needs to Know, Strategies to Get a Good Job, Keep It, and Speed Up the Next Promotion. So again, thank you so much for taking time for joining us here today.
It's my pleasure. Love to talk to you and your audience.
All right. Well, first of all, let's tell folks where they can find out more information on the book, Seven Success Secrets, and as well as yourself. So if we want to point folks in the direction, let's start with you first. I imagine you want to send them to alfredpoorspeaker.com. Is that the easiest way for folks to get information on you?
That's it. Yeah, it's alfredpoor, P-O-O-R, speaker.com, and they'll find out more about me and the book. But if they're looking for the book, you can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Barnes & Noble online. You can walk into any bookstore in the country. They can order it for you. So it's readily available.
So what made you decide to dive into this topic of trying to help college students get that good job when they're done with their education?
Well, part of it's been I've always been interested in helping out young people. I've been a freelance writer for the past 30 years and written for major publications like PC Magazine and Computer Shopper, and I've had my work appear all over the place online at Fox News Online, and I've written for HP and for Verizon, things, places like that. So, you know, you're in an interesting career. A lot of people come up to you and ask you how you get started. So, over the years, I've done my best to help young people out who are looking to get started in this business or other businesses related to it. But what really moved me was, in recent years, I've been reading a lot about the problems that a lot of the recent graduates are having out in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
They've got developed a bad reputation among managers. Managers complain about the sense of entitlement, the impatience, poor work ethic, some of those kinds of issues. So basically, this is part of my effort to try to help these young workers and college students learn a little bit about what some strategies are that can really help them succeed in their job rather than struggle.
Well, it's a great time to start thinking about graduation gifts for those kids who are finishing up their collegiate careers, and this would be a very nice addition to someone who is getting their foot out the door in their first time. Actually, for a lot of kids, their first time to look for full-time employment. So, again, you can find the book at Amazon.com as well, Seven Success Secrets That Every College Student Needs to Know. And you know what I liked about the book, Alfred, as I flipped through it? It probably relates to the student very well who just finished school because of the way you have the chapters set up and then the review at the end of the chapters with the questions. Was that the goal?
Yeah, I wanted to make it interactive. I mean, it's so easy to, you know, just turn the pages and not really connect with the book. And so what I tried to do is just put a few questions and activities for the reader to go through at the end of each chapter, just to help reinforce what some of the concepts were. And basically, what I'm trying to take a positive approach here. You know, a lot of these kids have never heard. No one's ever told them that some of these things are important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how you dress at work. You know, and they may be told to dress, you know, in business attire for your interview, but no one's really taken the time to explain to them how important it is how you look at work and what effect that has on your manager's reactions to you, your co-workers' reactions to you. I grew up in the 60s and 70s. I know all about individuality and comfortable clothes and all that. But, you know, it when you're working in a business setting, it really makes a difference what the uniform is that you're wearing.
Well, don't they say don't dress for the job that you have, dress for the job that you want?
That's what I say. And it's very important because, I mean, it makes perfect sense. I mean, there's a reason why football players all wear the same uniform.
Yeah.
So they can identify with each other and work together towards a common goal. It's no different in the workplace. And the next level up in your job, dress that way. And people will look at you and associate you with those, you know, the people at that level.
Do you think it's harder for college graduates now, say, compared to 10, 20, or even 30 years ago, just due to the fact that there's so many more people going to school now and trying to get those jobs? Do you think it's more difficult in today's day trying to find that good job after graduation?
Well, I don't know necessarily that it's because the applicant pool is so much larger. Certainly there are a lot of graduates, but there, you know, there are a lot of jobs out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think the problem is more that there are, we're just coming off some tough economic times.
Yeah.
And it's much harder for young people to find a good job, which makes it all the more important for them to hang on to it and be happy and successful and find fulfillment in their work, which is a real problem for some of them. I don't know if you're aware of this, but one study that was done has found that of all the students who graduated from four-year programs in the last 5 years, just barely half of them have full-time jobs, 51%. And you know, so the rest of them, you know, part-time jobs or a couple part-time jobs, piecing things together, you know, to get by or not, no job at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think they do have to work a little harder now than before in order to get that job. But it's very important to hit the ground running. You don't have a lot of time to demonstrate your value to the company, and so you need to find out how to make a positive contribution to the company as quickly as you can. And that's really what the book is all about.
Well, the book's called 7 Success Secrets That Every College Student Needs to Know. Now, I'm a college student, although I'm 41 years old. I'm a full-time employee, and I'm also a full-time college student. Do these success secrets go across the board to the non-traditional type students as myself, or is this more geared towards the what you would call the normal college-age student?
Well, I'm responding to issues that I think are more common among the younger students.
Mm-hmm.
I think the adult students, especially the ones who had some time out in the working world, you know, they really understand a lot of these issues already. I think part of the problem is that a lot of the younger students don't get it. I mean, what their managers say is they just don't get it.
Yeah.
And that's the issue that I'm really trying to get at. I do that through the book. I speak on campus. I also have workshops for corporations to work with their younger workers and also to work with their managers to help them understand why these kids are different. Because there's some very good reasons why these young people have very different attitudes and behaviors than students 20 years ago or even 10 years ago.
If people would like more information on your speaking engagements and the seminars, things like that you do, is the best way for them to get that to go to alfredpoorspeaker.com?
That's right, alfredpoorspeaker.com. And again, the last name is Poor, P-O-O-R. Sometimes people want to put an E on the end.
I bet, yeah.
So E.
So you mentioned the, you know, dressing for success. Without giving away your book, could you just hit on a couple more of your secrets before we let you go?
Sure. No, I could talk all day and not away the whole book. So I'm happy to share as much of this information as I possibly can. I think, you know, another one that's really important, and this is one that, you know, we talk about giving this to seniors, but this book can help students at any point in their college career, even thinking about what they're going to do after college. But also, if you start applying some of these strategies, it's going to make you a better college student. It's mm-hmm. going to make you more successful in college. Mm-hmm. For example, one of the points that I make is make everybody's job easier. Okay, it sounds mm-hmm. simple. You know, it's kind of another version of the golden rule. But the fact is, if you can make somebody else's job easier, they're going to feel better about you, and they're going to be able to do their job better.
I can testify to that.
Yeah. And so it can be little things. So it's like, you know, if you're working with a professor and your paper's due on a certain day, you know, it doesn't make his job easier if you hand it in late.
Yeah.
You know, if you can get it in early, that could really help him out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, don't wait till just past the deadline. If you can get it in early, that'll help. But it goes across the board. If you're walking down the hall and there's a piece of trash on the floor, pick it up.
Yeah.
Because it's going to make somebody else's job easier, and they're going to be able to spend more time doing a better job. It doesn't cost you anything. You know, you're not going out of your way.
Mm-hmm.
But it increases your value to the company to, you know, help make things run smoother, make things more productive, and make it all more efficient.
It's building positive habits. It sounds like, you know, to me.
Absolutely.
Stuff that you can
and it's all about it. Again, the book is all about positive strategies. You know, I do as much as I can of staying away from saying don't do this and don't do that.
Yeah.
People hear that, and it's not really very helpful. What I try to do is come up with real simple strategies that make sense to you, and you understand why it works. And so the minute you put the book down, you can start putting that to work, whether it's in your job or whether it's in your college or wherever. It's things you can do, and those kinds of behaviors, those attitudes, those habits will make you more attractive to employers.
Absolutely.
Just by the nature of your attitude.
Well, these strategies, when you're still in college and you're building the foundation for what should turn out to be a successful career. And like you said, the managers and those that you're going to speak to about getting these jobs are going to recognize, this definitely if you do not have it, but really if you do have these strategies in place for sure.
Exactly. And it comes, the thing is, you know, if you can turn them into habits, then it's just changes the way you look at problems and situations. And take another one of the strategies out of the book. I, I, t- I recommend that you over-deliver on your promises. Now, the worst thing you can do is under-deliver. Sure. You know, promise something and then not be able to come through with it. But if I was working in a school district at one point, and we had a big budget analysis we had to do every year. And this was before we had just when personal computers were coming in, and I had a way of putting it into a personal computer, make it more accurate and faster. And the superintendent, I gave him a version of the analysis first thing in the morning, and he said, I need you make some revisions to this. Can you have it for me by the meeting tonight with the school board? And I said, absolutely. He came back from lunch, and I handed him the revisions.
Mm-hmm.
So he had the whole afternoon to go through them before the meeting.
Again,
so I didn't promise that I was going to get them to him by the afternoon. I promised what he needed, which was in time for the meeting, but then I would manage to over-deliver, get it to him sooner than he expected, and I was a hero.
And you didn't make his job any harder. You made his job a little easier.
Made it a lot easier. Because it was one less thing for him to worry about, and he had more time with it before the meeting. And it was so that if you can over deliver on what you promise, that gets recognized.
His name's Alfred Poor. He's the author of this book, 7 Success Secrets That Every College Student Needs to Know: Strategies to Get a Job, Keep It, and Speed Up That Next Promotion. So we're just about out of time, so we're gonna have to wrap it up here today. If you'd like more information on Alfred Poor, you can go to www.alfredpoorspeaker.com. I really appreciate you taking time out for us. And this book seems like something that once a college student reads, when they're still in school, it's just right in their backpack, because this kind of could be a reference material for them as well.
Yeah, it's a nice short book. I mean, it's not something that's going to take a month-long commitment to get through. It's the kind of thing that a lot of people could read in a day or an afternoon, but it my hope is it'll have some big impact.
Again, it's available at Amazon.com, and more information at AlfredPoorSpeaker.com. Mr. Poor, thank you so much for taking time out for us today, and I really appreciate it. Maybe we get a chance to talk again sometime real soon.
I would love to come back anytime you want. Thanks so much for the time, Russ.
Thank you, sir. Our guest today, Alfred Poor, is an author of 7 Success Secrets That Every College Student Needs to Know, Strategies to Get a Job, Keep It, and Speed Up That Next Promotion. More information at AlfredPoorSpeaker.com, and you can search out the book on Amazon. This is your Tiffin Center County Notebook on WTTF, Cooler Town 93.3, and at WTTF.com.